Exclusive: Farage suspects remain nexus funded by lots of George Soros's money. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 20, 2019. Exeter, United Kingdom, at a rally where Nigel Farage implored campaigners to be happy warriors in the final days of the EU election campaign, the Brexit Party leader invited scrutiny of the foreign funding of the anti-Brexit campaign. Speaking during a cross-country day of rallies, Mr. Farage told Breitbart London closer scrutiny of the funding of Remain-supporting campaign groups would likely reveal lots of George Soros's money, among other sources. The funding of anti-Brexit campaigns by the Hungarian billionaire and convicted insider trader is a matter of record, with 2018 reports noting Mr. Soros's donations to just one of the groups in the Remain nexus, many clustered together in London's Milbank Tower, hitting £800,000. A spokesman for Mr. Soros's Open Society Foundations, OSF, non-governmental organization said at that time that the money was going to pay for a campaign for a meaningful vote on the final Brexit proposal, as well as funding anti-Brexit groups through his OSF organization. Mr. Soros has also taken a personal interest in the Brexit negotiations, meeting privately with arch-Remainer and Iraq war architect Tony Blair and the European Commission at the Davos summit earlier this year. While the details of the meeting were heavily redacted in a commission report, the EU Observer news site reported at the time they were said to have revolved around working to prevent the United Kingdom from leaving the European Union. Criticism of the use of foreign funding channeled into British politics by the Hungarian-American plutocrat have often been dismissed as being founded in anti-Semitism by his defenders. Yet critics of Mr. Soros, an avowed atheist, have included Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who accused the billionaire of being hostile to Israel and funding groups which work to erase the Jewish nature of Israel. The leader of the world's only Jewish state has also strongly backed Hungarian leader Viktor Orban in his campaign to reduce the influence of Soros in Hungarian domestic politics and society. The Israeli Foreign Ministry even issued a statement that anti-Semitism accusations should not be used to delegitimize criticism of George Soros, who continuously undermines Israel's democratically elected governments, adding that his organizations defame the Jewish state and seek to deny it the right to defend itself. Breitbart Jerusalem editor Aaron Klein wrote earlier this year on groups involved in anti-Semitic boycotts and their links to Mr. Soros, noting in his report, "Monday's comments by Mr. Farage come amid repeated questions from the mainstream media over funding, which has focused mainly on the Brexit Party. The Brexit Party has insisted the vast majority of its funds have come from individual £25 donations by over 100,000 supporters, and has offered to show its accounts to the Electoral Commission this week in a bid to quash the claims. Mr. Farage himself has rejected allegations about funding as a disgusting smear." In separate comments Monday, Mr. Farage told Breitbart London that British democracy was being traduced by attempts to overturn the 2016 referendum, and warned that while the British people were slow to anger, they had been pushed too far over the matter of Brexit. Mr. Farage said, "A series of promises have been broken, the greatest democratic exercise in British history has been betrayed. This is the fight back, and I hope we're going to stun everybody on Thursday. Not with a one-off protest vote, but the beginning of a new political movement that is going to radically change the whole system, and the face of politics in Britain. That's how ambitious I am." Addressing the crowd, the Brexit leader rejected the Brexit Party supporting the Conservatives if they selected Boris Johnson as their next leader unconditionally. In remarks that take on new relevance amid rising poll ratings for his new party, and a suggestion it could work together with the Conservatives to deliver Brexit by a backbench Tory MP, Mr. Farage warned the gathered activists. Boris said that Theresa May's treaty would reduce us to vassalage. And what did he do? He voted for it. Why would we ever trust anything we're told by either of those parties ever again? We've got to try and shake up the two-party system, it only serves itself. So remember, we're turning the anger into something positive, and I urge you all, be happy warriors. Other stops on Farage's Monday tour of England take him to Newcastle, Wakefield, and Bolton. While on a walkabout meeting the public in Newcastle Monday afternoon, a milkshake was thrown at Mr. Farage, part of a growing trend which a left liberal media seemed to find highly amusing, despite having previous feigned horror at members of the public merely heckling anti-Brexit MPs. A 32-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of common assault after the attack, and Mr. Farage is reported to be pressing charges. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.